This is part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with thousands of students on the occasion of the National Day of Fighting Global Arrogance and the National Day of Students. This meeting took place in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on November 2nd, 2024. The problem was that the U.S. Embassy served as a command center for inciting domestic unrest against the revolution, destroying the revolution, and even endangering the blessed life of the magnanimous Imam Khomeini. Our youth were initially unaware of this fact and entered the embassy for a different reason, but after gaining access to the embassy's documents, they discovered this information. This is why I emphasize that young people should read books, study documents, and become informed of the facts. From the very first hours and days of the revolution, the U.S. Embassy served as a center for networking and plotting against the revolution. Of course, they were confused at first and didn't understand what was happening. But as soon as they regained their bearings, they began devising plots to stage a coup to incite various elements and ethnic tensions, to sow discord, and to gather the fragments of Savak left from Pahlavi regime to fight the revolution.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The embassy wasn't an embassy. Rather, it was a center for combating the revolution, fighting the Iranian people, and attempting to undermine the great movement that the Iranian nation had initiated with its revolution. Therefore, this event is a significant, unforgettable historic occurrence and a turning point in our history. Let's suppose those who were involved in this event have since felt doubts. As may be the case for some, the truth of the matter is that it was a significant, necessary undertaking. That's why the magnanimous Imam Khomeini, with his profound insight, endorsed the action of the students. It was something that needed to be done. What was the cause of the Iranian nation's battle against American arrogance? This is the question. The clear, obvious, well-documented answer is that it stemmed from the cruel, insolent domination of the U.S. government over our dear nation and our beloved country, Iran. This is the reason we confronted them. Historians who distort historical facts attempt to portray the conflict between Iran and the United States as having begun on November 4th, 1979. That's a lie.
That you've done for